Call the February 19th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Oh, yeah.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item one is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you think. Mr. Green.
Jasper Green, 3519 West Forest Hill Avenue. I suppose it's kind of few and far between compliments that you people get, the leadership of this city. But I would like to compliment you on several things, but I'll concentrate on one. I think we've all been listening to the television and hearing all of the complaints coming out of Milwaukee City, about how their snow or Vogel and so forth is lagging behind. Turns out that they don't have enough help. They don't have enough trucks. The trucks that they do have are breaking down. The city of Franklin, through the years, has kept up with its equipment. I see every once in a while where you spend many dollars on replacing or buying new equipment. And that's what you have to do, in my opinion. That's what you have to do if you're going to keep the city working properly. Now, all of the aldermen, Mark and everybody else that has leadership positions in the city are doing their job, and they're doing their very level best to keep the citizens happy. As far as the snow removal is concerned, I don't have any complaints at my place, and I would imagine that not very many other people do either. So compliments on your leadership and the things that you've done to keep this city running properly.
Anyone else?
Mayor, can I just...
Alderman Mayor.
Thank you, Casper. You're absolutely right. Our DPW does an excellent job, but when we do have an occasional complaint, they're on it right away. So they keep on it, and they do a very good job.
Anyone else?
Mayor,
Alderman
Nelson. On that same note, this Sunday I received a couple calls from an area that apparently did not have done, and I reached out to Kevin Schreeder directly, and he was on it to care about his Sunday afternoon. So kudos to Kevin Schreeder. He did a great job.
Why is it my street plowed? Those complaints are down substantially since we installed GPS tracking on snow plows. But it's not because the streets haven't been plowed, it's because they had been plowed and people just didn't choose to look out their window. So that problem's going down the pole. Anyone else wishing to speak in citizen comment? Okay, seeing no one rise.
First question I have, Mayor Olson, did you or anybody in the Franklin administration staff write a letter to City of Oak Creek regarding the toxic mercury being dumped into Lake Michigan as a result of the coal and all the other things in the news lately? If not, why not?
I did.
You did? Is that a copy available?
Hey, file a record request.
I'll do that. Second thing, on the issue of the city logo, I have several documents from the past regarding the logo, and I've got some of the old logos that were updated back several years ago. I know you can't see this, but I'll just read it for you real quickly. This goes back to 1988. All in Franklin moved to authorize the city attorney to have the city's logo protected by trademark, seconded by Alderman Romanowicz. Okay, not a big deal there. Here's a invoice from the year 2000, so just almost exactly 19 years ago. Update the logo. And the bill here, the estimate was just under $5,000, $4,980. Now we're paying almost $80,000. I know it's 19 years ago, but I think it's a little bit ridiculous. Here's a common council meeting agenda from 1999. Alderman Olson moved to direct city staff to contract with a graphic design and advertising agency to review and recommend potential changes to the city logo not to exceed $1,000. Yeah, we're paying $80,000 now. Here's another one. Upon recommendation of the Finance Committee, Alderman Romanowicz moved to approve the transfer of $450 from contingency account to design city stationery logo, seconded by Alderman Staver. This is 1986, so it's almost 30-some years ago. And here is the original Franklin. I know you can't see this, but I faintly remember this. I don't see anything wrong with this one either. It looks fine. I've got several of the old logos that were updated about 20 years ago. I know nobody can see these here, but they're available. We want to look at them. None of these are great. None of these are fantastic. They don't jump out at you. But any one of them is better than the things that we paid $80,000 for. Any one of them. So if anybody wants to take a look at those, I'll leave them in the front table here. It appears that there's only one person in the entire city that's complaining about the logo, and that's Mayor Olson. So we're going to spend $80,000 of city money because one guy complains about it. I just think that's wrong. It has come to my attention, there's apparently a Facebook page titled Franklin Community something or other, some kind of community Facebook page. Most people think it's a City of Franklin community Facebook page, when in fact it is not. It is run by some private, administered by some private individual. From what I can tell so far, it's some friend of the mayor. And amazingly, any negative comments about Mayor Olson are deleted, or the person that's making those comments is blocked from making any comments. What a sweetheart deal if you can get that. That is just wrong. There's a fairly recent court case where several state legislators were blocking people on their Facebook or Twitter accounts, and the judge said, no, you can't do that. Now, this is a private Facebook page, not run by the mayor, but apparently run by friends of the mayor. I think it's just really, really on the edge. It's also come to my attention that several people's comments and citizen comment period are being deleted from the city webpage. They're not being, edited or deleted. I can't decide what it is, can't figure out exactly what it is, but that kind of stuff has got to stop too. Lastly here, I've got the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Here's the back page of the ideas section, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And it's all about bullying, kids being bullied. Now, I'll give the Journal Sentinel a lot of credit for taking an entire page to talk about bullying. Now, this is about kids. I'm here to talk about bullying by elected officials. I'm talking specifically about the mayor. Mayor, you're a salesperson. I know you're in sales. Use your persuasive powers. Don't be a bully. Thank you.
The cost of the logo is $7,500. The cost of the quoted logo that we had a year ago was $3,500, as I recall. And then there was some additional. So accuracy is important. And that's pretty much it. Anyone else wishing to speak? Good evening, Mr. Selinsky.
Recording working now.
As best as possible.
I'm a
name is Scott Solansky. I live at 8565 South 68th Street, Franklin, Wisconsin. I'm here today to comment on the failure of the referendum to hire three more police officers. On the December 4th Common Council meeting, many on the Common Council were frustrated that the referendum did not pass. And many on the Common Council had reasons as to what they thought some of the voters did not vote for it, one being they voted for marijuana and not for this. However, I'm here today to give you a little bit of background as to what are the reasons, what was the main reason that I voted against it. And that had to do with a South Community newspaper article by Eric Hanley on June 22nd, 2018. And that article was entitled, "Franklin Mayor Blasts Addition of Senior Housing, the Ballpark Commons is the Wrong Facility in the Wrong Time, at the Wrong Part of the Town." In there, Mayor, you stated that it would strain the Emergency Services Department, which the city might have to go to taxpayers through a referendum in order to fund it. And there was no way that I was going to vote for something that was going to pay for services to help the rock. Now, I was told later that maybe I might have been under some misunderstanding and that that referendum was for other things. So I went back to Eric's South Community newspaper, October 17th, 2018, and the article stated, "Franklin wants residents to pay for three more police officers with a tax increase." And so I read the article, and I got to the point where it stated, how will these officers be used? And Police Chief Rick Oliva said one officer will increase detective bureau staffing, a second will be used to increase the day shift staff, and the third would augment security at the middle and elementary schools. Police Chief Olivia went on to say, with the escalation of school-related instances across the country, the need for school safety was more critical than ever. It was based on that last comment that I'm asking the council to reconsider an option voiced by Alderwoman Wilhelm, suggesting the city use extra tax levy money, possibly any overrun from the proposed city hall remodeling, to hire a new officer, and then the city would work the budget for that person in the future. And I know, Mayor, before you answer me, you have said many times that the city doesn't want to use capital money. You have said that you don't want to hire someone knowing there's a time in the near future the city won't be able to pay for them. Then the one-time capital money runs out. And you specifically said, and I quote, "I just won't do it." So for the mayor and the council, I'm asking the mayor to agree to work with the Common Council to look at the possibility to hire one additional police officer designated to handle the DARE program and to help with the security at the high, middle, and elementary schools. Remember, Mayor, based on an article, again by Eric Hanley, from the South Community Newspapers, December 18, 2018, and the article entitled, "Franklin's Trying to Shed Image and Become More Attractive to Developers." In 2018, you stated, the city welcomed 23 new businesses. You also stated, in the last few years, Franklin has added 216 single-family spaces, 455 multifamily units, 233 senior assisted living units. I believe it could take maybe 1 or 2 years of the solid development for the city of Franklin to pay for the police officer and no longer need the capital funds. Again, I'm asking the mayor to work with the council to look at hiring one additional police officer to handle the DARE program and the security at the high, middle, and elementary schools because, Mayor, the safety of our children is priceless.
We have small digital recorders and other recorders that should be in this room if it's not working. Can someone go get another recorder?
Thank you. technology. I just have some questions and comments regarding the ballpark. Oh, sorry, Dana Gint, 9011 West Hawthorne Lane. I just have some questions and comments regarding ballpark commons. The 2016 Ehlers Report plan for ballpark commons on page 5 stated the development, when fully developed, the ballpark commons will provide approximately 150 to 175 full-time permanent jobs and approximately 350 to 400 seasonal and part-time employment opportunities, 225 or 250 FTEs, which stands for full-time equivalents. Wages will vary widely from seasonal and part-time hourly employees to highly compensated full-time professionals. The source of this information was Ballpark Commons, referenced in the Ehlers report. Will the new Ehlers feasibility study be updated to not include the 265,000 square foot tournament building that was never possible on this landfill? In fact, the proposed building that is now less than half the size of the Milwaukee County Sports Complex. Just think about that for a minute. There isn't even space for one little league field. The 265,000 square foot tournament building was going to have four little league fields plus other fields. The new updated Ehlers report needs to include all of these details and the other material and substantial changes that have occurred since 2016. Other changes included adding senior housing, which puts a burden on the emergency services that are already stressed and require more support now. Also, the other changes included limited retail, limited restaurants, and downsizing the jobs. Were you aware that on the Milwaukee Milkman website, the developer is now looking for interns that will receive $100 a month? I did some research on ballpark interns at other locations. Interns work 40 to 70 hours a week with little or no pay. How can people without pay have a positive impact on the Franklin economy? Also listed on the Milwaukee Milkman website is the request for host families for this pro team. So again, limiting the hotel stays or revenue to Franklin. The proposed revenue or lack thereof needs to be reflected in the new Ehlers report regarding all these changes. Much of the information in the existing Ehlers report is referenced from the C.H. Johnson report from March 2014, Mogenberg's study from March 2016, and the Melanathy report from June 2016. Myself and several others have requested numerous times that all these studies be updated since 2016. The project feasibility plan stated construction would start in 2016, not at the end of 2018. I request that the new feasibility study being done by Ehlers updates all these details from the previous reports to get a more accurate feasibility calculation. I requested at the February 5th meeting that the updated information for Ballpark Commons project be included in the City of Franklin newsletter. It would be appropriate to have a link in the newsletter for the updated feasibility study and also the legal review. The Ehlers project plan from 2016 regarding professional service and acceptable project costs states on page 15, the cost of informing the public with respect to the creation of the district and the implementation of this plan is an acceptable cost, which was listed as eligible project costs. All the substantial changes and amendments to the plan should be supplied in detail with the new feasibility study and legal review to every taxpayer in Franklin. And then as another comment, as far as the logo goes, I think Jeff and Karen Malachi, sorry if I pronounced your name wrong, did an excellent job, and I appreciate their talents and generosity creating this selection of logos. I personally like logo number 2. It looks like the river in a park-like setting. That's it. And the other question I have for you is, since the City of Franklin taxpayers have been paying for this project, why don't you name the baseball field Franklin Field? Thank you.
Good evening. Pete Kosovich, 8170 South 28th Street. I was here 2 weeks ago when there was a lot of discussion about the ballpark commons. A lot of discussion about how arrangements and agreements had been made and signed, and now they're not being lived up to. The developer is behind schedule and way above budget, and Franklin should not be expected to pay the old cost overruns. That was not part of the original agreement. I want to thank Dana for doing a great job with all her research. She has gotten into a lot of detail. And I don't think it's right to ask the taxpayers to make up the difference between somebody who didn't plan it properly and somebody who didn't negotiate it properly on the city's behalf. The contract My understanding was that if there were going to be cost overruns, they were going to be the developer's responsibility, not the city's. Our taxes are high enough, and we don't need to be paying more for people who are not taking their job seriously behind the desk here, certainly for some who don't think it's worthy of their time to show up at a meeting when things like this are being discussed. I won't mention any names, but I'm looking at him, and he knows it, and he's got that stupid grin on his face. Well, you know, it's his job to be here to represent the cities. And my understanding, he is out serving at a bar. I'm sorry, but this is what it is, and it's not acceptable.
Your Honor, you can't help his ignorance. I actually did not miss one vote that evening. So if you check the record.
You did not show up for the first hour of the meeting. I was here. You were not.
I missed one vote.
All right, that's enough.